The money will be distributed through the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity. Spokeswoman Jessica Sims says the dollars will help fund several restoration and education projects in the area.
That money will go towards a variety of projects that include oyster habitat restoration that will be done via hand and barge, depending on water depth. It will also go towards the monitoring of the wild Apalachicola Bay oyster population to determine the success of those restoration efforts.
And Sims says about $500,000 will be used to give oyster industry workers new skills. She says the training will help oystermen who are now out of work get jobs in areas like car repair and welding. She expects projects to get underway this fall. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.